AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. In the face of White House opposition, the House has given bipartisan support to a measure to make it tougher for refugees from Syria and Iraq to come to the U.S.
47 Democrats abandoned the administration and joined with Republicans in approving the measure by a veto-proof margin of 289 to 137. The Democratic defections occurred despite a last-minute lobbying effort by the administration against the bill, which requires an added screening and certification that each refugee isn't a security threat. The focus now shifts to the Senate, where top Democrat Harry Reid is signaling the bill will be blocked.
I don't think we're going to be dealing with it over here.
Any Senate action won't take place until after the Thanksgiving break. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
While President Obama opposes more screening for Syrian refugees, it's an idea that's being embraced by some of the Republicans who would like to become president. Ben Carson is comparing the additional screening to what would be done for a rabid dog in a neighborhood.
We have to have in place screening mechanisms that allow us to determine who the mad dogs are, quite frankly. Who are the people who want to come in here and hurt us and want to destroy us?
Donald Trump says he supports the idea of creating a mandatory database for tracking Muslims in America or even requiring special ID cards noting their religion. The search for terrorist suspects continues in Europe, and the FBI is offering its assistance, Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
We are committed to providing any and all assistance to our allies in Europe and around the world as we all face this global threat.
She and FBI Director James Comey say there is no credible terrorist threat to the U.S. at this time, though. 30 years after being arrested for turning over classified U.S. intelligence to Israel, Jonathan Pollard is being released from federal prison on Friday. He was granted parole this summer from a life sentence that was imposed in 1987. This is AP Radio News. Former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle has been sentenced to more than 15 years in prison on child pornography charges. His sentence is more than had been requested by prosecutors. At the sentencing hearing, Fogle issued an apology to his victims. For the first time, genetically modified salmon has been approved for human consumption in the U.S. The FDA granted its approval Thursday, saying the faster-growing salmon is safe to eat. This woman shopping in Seattle says she's okay with eating the genetically changed fish.
I think that's okay. I would eat an eel, so why can't I eat an eel and a salmon together?
Critics of the FDA's move say they're concerned the salmon could cause human allergies or environmental damage if it's released into the wild. Well, over 100,000 customers may be spending another night without electricity in Washington state. Most of them are in Spokane County. Customers lost power in a storm earlier this week and could be in the dark for up to 5 days. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.